Well, tonight is the first U.S. Senate debate between Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown and challenger Elizabeth Warren. And while we'll hear all about their policy differences, we'll also get a closer look at their contrasting styles. WGBH Radio's political reporter Sarah Birnbaum looks into this side of the race.
Until tonight, you've only seen the candidates in commercials.
This is Scott Brown from the road, and I approve this message.
Or in little snippets in the news.
Like a lot of you, I came up in a family that worked hard.
But this is the first time we'll see them on stage together, shake hands, look each other in the eye, and debate the issues. With this week's polls reflecting a close race, a lot is at stake.
What Elizabeth Warren has to avoid is appearing to be the smartest kid in the class. That's rarely appealing.
Toby Berkovitz teaches political advertising at Boston University.
She can't come across as a know-it-all, and she can't come across as being sort of too aggressive.
Berkovitz says Brown has a different challenge.
He has messages that he wants to get across, and he doesn't really wander away from that. On the one hand, that's effective for him. On the other hand, sometimes voters think that he's sort of programmed and evading answering tough questions.
Ethan Becker, a Cambridge area image consultant and speech coach, says Brown has created a very likable personality for himself.
Well, Scott has a style that's very conversational. It's very natural feeling. He has a way about him of when he's under attack, saying like, well, hey, I'm just saying, this is what it is. And then he moves on and mellows it out. The result of that is what folks will describe, maybe you've heard people say, hey, he's the kind of guy you'd love to have a beer with, right? You know, George Bush had a similar thing. You just want to have a beer with this guy, right? And that really sells.
It worked for Brown 2 years ago when he debated Martha Coakley on his way to winning the U.S. Senate seat.
We have very clear differences as to how to get to do that, to support
and
a cap and trade.
I don't mind discussing the differences, but I just want to be accurate. You're entitled to your opinion and your theories, but not your own facts, Scott.
Rather, these are things that you've talked about since
But we're here
campaign.
Today talking about them, and I'm telling you you're wrong.
Well,
and I'm telling you that I support tax policies, as I said, consistently for the middle class.
Becker says Coakley comes across as the enforcer.
You know, I know the rules. This is the way it is. You better follow it or else. That type of style versus the cool kid.
Fast forward 2 years and Brown faces another woman. In addition to different styles, Becker says the candidates' different genders also figure into voters' perceptions.
It's very unfair with women. There is a very fine line between aggressive and arrogant. Arrogant women are called mean names, and it's a very unfair thing, but it's something that women in the public eye, they have to deal with it.
Nancy Bauer, a philosophy professor at Tufts University, says women also have to contend with the double standard when it comes to appearance.
Men do have a literal uniform that they can wear, no matter what their profession is. So if they're a politician or they're a businessman, let's say, they can wear a suitably conservative suit in a suitably conservative color with a suitably conservative or maybe not so conservative tie, suitably short hair, and their appearance simply becomes a non-issue. It doesn't seem to bespeak anything about them. However, anything that women wear seems to say something about who they are, what they value, what kind of person they are, and there's just no way around it.
Well, Brown doesn't have to deal with a fashion problem. He does face the challenge of how much to embrace his own party. BU professor Toby Berkovitz.
The challenge for Scott Brown is not to come across as a Republican. The fact is that 50% of the voters in Massachusetts are independent or unenrolled, and a small proportion are Republican.
Becker, the image consultant, says the debate tonight is really about making an emotional connection to the key undecided voters.
In either side of the campaign, there are going to be listeners who, your ethos is strong no matter what you say. You could get up and say, blah, 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 and your listeners will love you and say, that was brilliant, right? So in a campaign, you're looking for those folks who are sort of, yeah, they could go one way or the other.
And it's for those people, the undecideds, for whom image, demeanor, personality, all those small details will really count tonight and in the coming weeks of this campaign. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH Boston Public Radio.